And welcome once again, everybody.
Everybody.
It's another episode of Aging with Energy, the old guys travel show. As always, brought to you by the Chamber Plan and the Retirement Sherpa.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to
hell. I'm not 100% sure. We've done now. We've recorded episodes of this show while we've been away, have we not?
Oh, I believe so, Howard. Yes. It's like a double shot power. Because you're talking about traveling while you're traveling. A double shot power.
I like it. That's sort of they call that, it's like a meta. It's like a thing about a thing while you're doing a thing.
Mm-hmm. I met a guy on the beach yesterday.
Now, if it was a meta meeting, you would have met yourself on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Or a guy doing one of those classic Fred Patterson impersonators. Well, just for everyone's edification, I'm in Puerto Aventuras, Mexico, cerca un club de golf de Puerto Aventuras. I'm looking over a golf course. I can see through the trees here, some people playing. Where are you, sir?
I'm in Cabarete Beach, Kite Beach / Cabarete Beach in Dominican Republic. Andre.
Mm-hmm. Andre. Did you? Is that what you're saying? Andre.
Yeah, that's sort of Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very, very, very Spanish.
Yeah.
Today, we thought we would do a special episode. It's not so much about where we both have traveled, but more about how both have traveled. Both of us have traveled for very many years.
Yeah. The Airbnb experience.
Yeah.
And / what's the other one called? The, I use Airbnb.
Vrbo. VRBO.
Vrbo, right. Vrbo, my experience is it seems to be more short term. I have more luck with long term accommodation on Airbnb. Just my experience. That isn't fact or for sure. I'm just saying Airbnb is what I always go to, and it's worked well for me.
I said a quick side note about Vrbo. I think I mentioned this to you on the big show. Up until a couple of years ago, it's their fault. I thought the company's name was VRBO. But then I saw a commercial for it, and they refer to themselves as Vrbo.
Right, but it stands for Vacation Rental by Owner.
So, okay. But I was just under the impression, it doesn't matter, under the impression that, anyway. So I've looked at, I'm just looking...
it was VRBO, and then it just sort of got slanged off a bit to Vrbo.
Yes, but I'm just walking. It doesn't matter. They don't owe me an apology. Right. I'm just looking at some of the places. I've been doing this for a long time. You know, I look back to the mid-2010s. In 2016, I was in Reykjavik. In 2018, I was in Cassis. I've also done it in Paris, San Miguel, Venice, London, Los Angeles. I've done it in a couple times in Port Stanley when I've gone for golf tournaments. But we thought we would present this idea for a lot of older travelers. There's a nervousness, I think, a reticence to book with Airbnb. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that and some of how easy the process is.
Well, the process is easy, and it's safe monetarily. I mean, you know, the odd time you may have problems. Over the years, I have not had problems, but problems can come in different forms as well. Like, I've had a weekly rental, and there's a couple of things that have bothered me, and I've thought, well, I'm just going to let them go because I'm only here for a week, and I don't want to get caught up in them. As opposed to where I am now for 2 months. And I'm going to be honest, this condo, it's great. It's on the beach. It's a beautiful terrace. It's a great facility. But there are some things within the condo that need to be looked after. And as I look at it, I think, well, I'm here for 2 months. So, yeah, they've got to be attended to. And this is where the rubber hits the road with Airbnb. How responsive is your owner, right? And what's good about this system, too, is that, you know, they can evaluate you. They can grade you as a tenant, and you can grade them as an owner. And it's there for all to see. So, quickly, what I'm in the... I'm going to do it after the show today. I got a list of things I got to give this guy. And his response will judge...
Well...
How satisfied.
Yeah, before you go into that, because I want what you just brought up is a very important point and a part of Airbnb. Like most people are, you know, you don't take a lot of Ubers. I do. And I like it. I like the idea that, you know, you're rated as a customer and they're rated as a vendor. So it's the same with Airbnb. So what it does is it protects the person renting you their home or condo or space. Because if you're a dick about it, and you're hard to deal with, and you're annoying, and you have big parties, and you trash the place, then no other Airbnb owner will rent to you. But conversely, if the experience is unsatisfactory from the renter's point of view, they can't screw around, or they're going to lose their right to do it. So now explain what you're going to do.
No, and look at it this way. If when I go into my account with Airbnb... and mostly because of Delise, because she's funny that way. Whenever we leave a place, she makes sure that it's in good shape. Like, she'll even clean it. And like, that's her. So all my reviews have been great. So now in this situation, I'm here for 2 months, and there's several things, again, that I have to list today. You know, I'm going to judge this guy in his response, and if it's not good, then I may have to give a bad review, and then people will look at the list and go, boy, Fred's given most of these places a good review. Mm-hmm. Fred gets good reviews in return. All of a sudden, this one looks a bit shady. Well, they're going to believe me, right?
Oh, no, absolutely.
And that's what this owner is going to have to worry about. And again, he's relatively new to the game, and I'm going to preface it today by saying, hey, we like the place, we're having a good time, there's a few things here you should know, not only for our benefit, and that we're feeling satisfied as your tenant, but going forward, when you rent it again, you might want to look after these things so that generally you get good reviews going forward. Because that's how it works.
Well, that is, I do like that. I don't know if it's... I don't know what you would, not the socialism aspect of it, but I like the interpersonal aspect of this because I have been very lucky. I spent a month in San Miguel, 5 weeks actually, last winter. And of all the Airbnbs I've ever been in, not that there was that much wrong with it, but it was the first time where I'd had pretty much for the first week or so, a lot of back and forth with the host. And I got to give them credit. They were very, very good. They were responsive. They were, you know, quickly. They didn't sort of argue with me. There was a couple things. So I've never gone through what you're about to go through where I've had some beef. My point is it's for their benefit, I think, for you to be honest with them.
Well, listen, he's got a gas stove here. One of the burners doesn't work at all. The other one halfway. The other two are fine. Mm-hmm. I could use those. If I don't tell him that, the next tenant might be really pissed off at it. So if I go to him and I say, hey, Rich, just so you know, two of those burners aren't working, you might want to know. Or going forward, when people rent your place, you might want to have some hand towels. There's none.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you might want to have more than one towel per person.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about. Yeah, there's a washer here, but at the same time, you know, and like cookware is a big thing, too. Like do an inventory. Like we got here and there's an oven and there's absolutely no oven cookware. Well, if I'm here for a week, I don't care. But if I'm here for 2 months, I care.
Well, that's the thing. You say he's new to it. When it comes to Airbnb, like the couple of times I've done it in Canada, Port Stanley, I go there for a golf tournament. I'm there for 2 days. I don't care. But I've done a lot of longer term ones like you're talking about. And that was one of our complaints. Our buddy Darren and I in San Miguel is like, they're really, you know, I'm staying there for 5 weeks. You know, I need more than a couple of towels. I need, you know, there's got to be some stuff to cook with. But I don't, again, these are, we're just pointing out a couple of things. It's really the exception, not the rule, where I have had great experiences.
Same here, generally. But again, that is what we're pointing out here is the function and how this thing can function.
Right.
Because, you know, they're the old days, you might just rent up like a cottage or something from somebody for 2 weeks and not even hear from them again. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or try and contact them. And they ghost you. Well, they can't do that with Airbnb.
No, I exactly.
If this guy was over 2 months, if this guy was to ghost me, I would contact Airbnb directly, and they would get a hold of him or give him a warning and or whatever their process is.
From
that standpoint, it works well.
And as far as the process goes, it's like booking a hotel. You do have a lot more back and forth with the potential owner. You know, you're very proactive. You sort of taught me a little bit about that. You know, like I used to just book it and whatever, but now I book it. I'm just looking through I have an upcoming Airbnb booking here in Puerto Aventuras, because where I'm staying right now, I'm renting from my brother's girlfriend's brother-in-law from her first husband. And so but I have an Airbnb in a couple of weeks. So I'm just looking at the back and forth, and there's, you know, so the booking process is pretty good because you do get to talk to that person. They don't tell you, there's a little quirkiness. They don't tell you the exact address usually until a day or two before the booking begins, but they do tell you lots about, you can go back and forth. Like in our case for Fred and I, one of the first questions we have to ask is, what's the Wi-Fi like? Because we're recording a show, and it's got to be, you know, it's one of the things when I'm looking at listings, I look at when they mention Wi-Fi, what are they talking about?
Yes.
And then, of course, there's the, I'll just tell you a quick story. There's the, how do I pick up the key? Now, in this particular one I'm looking at, it's a smart lock, which basically they give you the combination. When ex-wife Randy and I went to Paris a couple of years ago, we stayed in an Airbnb for 3 or 4 days there. And the instructions were a bit quirky because, you know, we found the apartment easily, the front door of the apartment. But the instructions were, about a quarter block away, there was a bike rack. And the guy had put his, I don't know why, he had put his, what do they call those when you have like a key?
Chain lock?
A what?
Like a chain lock?
Not a chain lock, but they do them for real estate all the time. It's the
put them in the little
thing. this really is
a combination that you can get the key,
and then you get the key. And I said, Randy says to me, "So where's the key?" I said, "See that bike rack down the block? I'll be right back." That was a bit unusual. I have to go find a bike, but normally it's very easy, and the payments are easy, and I don't know. I think it's we've had this discussion before about what happens to the hotel industry.
Yeah, I've raised some questions about cleaning fees sometimes attached to Airbnb. They seem a bit out of whack because sometimes they seem exorbitant. And then other, like this one, had no cleaning fees attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we have a cleaner in here. We want to do it ourselves. Because that was another point. Arriving here, it wasn't very clean. So Delise and Laverne, they had to spend some time, like, cleaning. And I brought it to his attention. And he was quite surprised because he had paid a local person to come in here and paid them all day to clean it. Well, they didn't.
Mm.
So he should know that as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, you feel bad because you get here and he's all happy that you're here and you have arrived. And, you know, I hope you enjoy my home. And then you got to be a bit of a killjoy and say, and I did. I said, just so you know, this place was not clean. It was dirty. He should know that. It's so easy to just not mention it, but you're doing him as much as it helps you, you know, because maybe he can fix it on some level. It really helps him.
Well, there you have
it. You paid a full day for somebody to clean this place, and they didn't do it. So,
but overall, we would say that if it's something you've never tried before, some of the advantages of it, again, when I brought up the idea of a hotel, like the prices in Paris, London, Venice, places that I've Airbnb'd before, you know, they're comparable. They generally tend to be a bit cheaper, especially the last couple of times I've Airbnb places, because what they'll do is they have discounts for longer terms. You know, there's a weekly price, but if you book for a month, that price goes down quite a bit. The other advantages are, I mean, for me, and I'm sure you'll feel the same, that, you know, you get to be in your own place. You know, in London and in Paris, you sort of get to feel like you're living in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, you go and get your own food. You get to, you have a space where you can make, you know, you can eat in your own place, as opposed to hotels where you're constantly going out for dinner. So that way, I think you save money. But more importantly, I think you get to experience a little bit of what life's like in the place that you're visiting.
Well, that's right. The complex I'm in, probably half the people here are residents. So you're right. And that has been our experience. Like, I know in Italy, you know, in a couple of Airbnbs, we lived amongst people that actually lived there. It was great. Fantastic.
One quick last thing about where I'm staying here. It's a lot of, there's some residents, because I'm in a residential neighborhood, but I'm really surrounded by a lot of people that are long-termers. Like, they come down here for the, there's two types of people I've met. They come down for 6 months at a time, or they came down 9 years ago and just moved here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of that.
All right, well, there you have it. Another episode of the award-winning Aging with Energy, the Old Guys Travel Show. Thanks for listening. As always, brought to you by our good friends at the Chamber Plan. And, of course, the man with the plan, the Retirement Sherpa.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely.